Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
When Iran launched its aerial attack on Israel on April 13th, it was, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, unprecedented in its scope and in its scale.
In its scope, because it represented the first direct attack by Iran on Israel. In its scale, because, as I said, there were more than 300 munitions fired, including ballistic missiles, as well as land attack cruise missiles and drones. Thanks to Israeli air defenses, as well as support from other countries, including U.S. military assets, virtually all of the incoming projectiles were destroyed and shot down.
What the weekend demonstrated, said Secretary Blinken, is that Israel did not have to and does not have to defend itself alone when it is the victim of an aggression. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby also underscored that the response showed that unlike Iran, which is increasingly isolated on the world stage, Israel has friends.
Israel has great skill, great professionalism, great military capability, and that's not by accident. All of that comes from the support that they get, particularly from the United States, but other countries as well.
Advisor Kirby noted that the attack on Israel was a spectacular and embarrassing failure for Iran.
Given the scale of this attack, Iran's intent was clearly to cause significant destruction and casualties. It didn't work. This attack was defeated thanks to our preparations, to a coalition of committed partners, and to Israel's remarkable defensive systems. Israel today is in a far stronger strategic position than it was only a few days ago. Iran's vaunted missile program, something it has used to threaten Israel in the region, proved to be far less effective.
Advisor Kirby noted that much of the world today is standing with Israel, and he pointed to the condemnation of Iran's direct and unprecedented attack against Israel from the leaders of the G7 countries. U.S. teams, he said, are now following up with G7 capitals on new multilateral sanctions to target Iran's missile and other nefarious programs. So that's the upshot here, declared Advisor Kirby. A stronger Israel, a weaker Iran, a more unified alliance of partners. That was not Iran's intent when it launched this attack on Saturday night. Not even close. And again, they failed. They failed utterly.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.